Hi, I'm Winston Barnett, Director of Life Builders Ministries, and welcome to our website. Our journey began in January 2002 with just the desire of my heart to spend the rest of my ministry life in areas where things seemed to be the most broken, conditions were the worst, and just try to give people hope. And over the next few years, through a chain of events it seemed only the Lord Himself could weave together, we were able to develop most unique relationships with the Housing Authority of Springfield and private corporations. And this resulted in them giving us carte blanche access to their properties to conduct Bible study worship services and whatever other acts of charity and kindness that we deemed necessary. Our ultimate goal was for the biblical worldview to become the prevailing influence in the community. We soon realized that these areas were economically poor, very relationally broken, and spiritually destitute with many debilitating factors present, such as substance abuse, gang influence, at-risk children and teens, lack of proper male role models, promiscuity, and so on. We also discovered that less than 3% of the residents came out to church. In trying to find ways to reach them, consultations with experts on low-income cultures revealed that what they valued most as possessions in life were people or relationships, as opposed to things, as is usually the case with the middle and wealthy classes. This knowledge turned out to be a key factor in the strategy we would eventually develop to reach this culture. Another dilemma we faced was that as the current American culture now acknowledges many gods, how are we to influence them to believe that the Christian God was God above any other God when they're not sure which God is God? We determined that the only way was through long-term presence and long-term relationship building that would graphically demonstrate the unconditional love of Christ, much like you'd do on a foreign pagan mission field. We began by taking the church to the property, meeting in whatever spaces that were available, such as community rooms, offline apartments given to us by the landlords, resident apartments, and even outdoors when weather permitted. We used the dual approach of meeting physical and spiritual needs simultaneously, and this over time yielded a rich harvest of dramatically changed lives, transformed communities, myriads of gospel seeds sown in the lives of transient children, and a dramatic increase in on-site church attendance. But perhaps the most surprising phenomenon of all was the change that occurred in the lives of our own volunteers as they came out to serve, not only to share the gospel of Christ with these folks, but in many personal episodes, their own lives as well. Over time, the Life Builders vision and fellow workers became the closest relationships and the most motivating factors in their lives, as they came to realize the vital need they were meeting in these communities, and that the servers eventually become more blessed than those being served. I want to extend a warm invitation to each of you guys all over the world to come and join us. It's a great ride.